Hello, is that Ronan Scale?
It is indeed. Hello, Paul.
Ronan, hello. It's good to talk to you. You're the co-founder of Colwell Technologies, isn't that right?
Yeah, myself and Ian Rice established Colwell back in July of 2009 when we spun out of the University of Limerick.
And soon after that then, or not very long after that, you got yourself organized to get to the web in Paris. That's a pretty early move onto the international scene, isn't it?
Well, there was an intermediate step in there before the web as well, Paul. And we when we got out in July, we quickly got customers on board, particularly in the travel sector, and that really helped us to establish ourselves in the Irish market. And our product was kind of validated, and the business model was validated very quickly because we won the Interjet Ireland Seacorn competition as well in 2009. And this year then, yeah, we got selected by LeWeb as one of the top 16 companies in Europe. So, yeah, it's been a tremendous year for us.
Who selected you as one of the top companies in Europe?
LeWeb, they picked 16 companies for the startup competition at LeWeb. So Colwell was lucky enough to be one of those.
Have you any idea how many other companies entered that?
I think there was over 500 or 600 companies entered the competition this year.
Wow, I am impressed, I have to say. I didn't know that. But look, we're not here really to talk so much about Colwell as to talk about LeWeb and what it was like for you going there. Do you want to give me an overview, first of all? What was it like?
We struggled to get there, to be honest, Paul, because it was in the middle of the snow and the ice in Ireland and Dublin, and our flights got cancelled and all sort of things. But once we got there, it was quite chaotic in a lot of ways. We've attended other trade shows and conferences before. Well, the web was you know, it's dedicated towards startup companies in the internet space. So yes, we got to meet with some fantastic people. We sort of rubbed shoulders with some companies which we could only dream of rubbing shoulders with about a year ago.
Give me a few names. Who did you actually rub shoulders with at LeWeb?
So, like, for example, Waze is a company we've been tracking for a while. They provide sort of GPS navigation. They have, you know, best part of 200 odd employees, and they have about over 2 million users in the world at the moment using their software. And it was just great. We were sharing the same stand as Waze, and that was tremendous for us.
And where are they from? Where are Waze?
They're an Israeli-based company.
Right. So they were just down the corridor, if you like, or along a few yards away from you. Is that right?
That's right. Yeah, they were just opposite. They were part of the startup competition as well at LeWeb.
All right. So was it an accident that you ended up next to them?
Well, it was just by chance, yeah. There was, out of the 16 companies, we were just opposite Waze, and we had a good chat with them throughout the 2 days. So, yeah, it was just by accident more so.
So that's Waze. Anybody else who really you were delighted to meet in Paris?
Well, there was several companies. We're also delighted to meet some of the biggest bloggers in international and Europe stage, like Mike Butcher from TechCrunch. We got to meet with him, and he wrote up a blog post as well on TechCrunch about our product, about pinpoints. So that was great exposure as well for us.
Oh, that's great, because that really does actually reach out and get your name to other people around the world, doesn't it?
Oh, it does indeed. Yeah, it does indeed. We could see the amount of hits on Colwell.com and yourpinpoints.com, which is the product. When we look back in the analytics, there was like a couple of 1,000% increase in traffic over those 2 days. So an amazing response.
And tell me, did you go to LeWeb in order to meet venture capitalists or in order to meet other businesses with whom you could build alliances?
Well, yes to both. We're still seeking investment. And we're also looking to partner up with other companies, but more so we're actually looking to just promote our Pinpoints product on a European stage. And that's what LeWeb allowed us to do. Like, we've established it here in Ireland, and it's now just to scale and grow this product outside of Ireland.
And the contacts you made in Paris, are you going to be keeping them up during the year, or do you think that they'll all fade away? What's the prospect?
Well, like with a lot of conferences and trade shows, you know, you get a lot of tire kickers, and you do get people just coming around trying to find out what you're doing and your business model and so on and so forth. So for some of those people, we won't pursue any further. But there was other people who did come along from partners from VC houses in London, and they were very keen and very interested in us because we're just at the right time. We're early stage. We haven't had previous investment before, and we're generating revenue at this stage. And we're hopefully back in London in the next couple of weeks to meet with some people there from a VC house. In terms of partners and customers, then we had some of the bigger companies, the likes of Vodafone and Nokia, coming along and very interested in the product. And in some areas and locations that we wouldn't have even dreamt of, Dubai, Iran, and so on and so forth, where we would never have any sort of opportunity to sell into the market currently. But working with the likes of Nokia, you could partner up and sell into these countries very quickly. So yeah, we will be maintaining further contact with. I think about five to ten of contacts or people we met we'll pursue.
That sounds pretty good. To get 5 or 10 good contacts that you will pursue, that's quite a return on the investment, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. We'll find out in the next couple of weeks whether we can get good business out of these guys or not, and whether there's a potential for investment as well. And I think the two of them are linked. So if we can strengthen our case and have further customers on the books by the time we meet with more VCs, we'd have a stronger case. And we get a better deal.
Ronan, was it an advantage to go with Ian to have, I'm not talking about him personally, but I mean to have two people from the same company going?
Oh, yeah, without question, because it's an exhausting 2 days. In particular, we're participating in the startup competition, and a lot of focus there was on the pitch, on the stages. And afterwards, you know, you really do need two people, so someone can take a break just for 5-10 minutes, get a bite to eat, and so you come back refreshed and ready to talk again. You definitely is a benefit bringing someone with you. In saying that, though, the tickets are actually quite expensive to attend La Web, so that's something that you really want to be certain that this is the conference, this is the place that you want to bring you, your people, and your company and your products to. In order to have a real return on investment.
And what made you actually decide that it really was the right place for you to go?
Well, we looked at several different conferences and trade shows, and the one that really stood out was La Web. Just for its publicity, just for the amount of kudos as well that it receives in the internet space. So, like, when we actually applied, we initially applied via Enterprise Ireland, and we got accepted as one of Enterprise Ireland's clients to be on their stand. But in parallel, we'd also entered in the startup competition. And being honest, Paul, we didn't really expect to get selected. So when we first got accepted on Enterprise Ireland, we were delighted. We knew we were going to La Web. And then when we got a call from Karen Halals and of La Web telling us we've been accepted for the startup competition, we were just over the moon.
Yeah, and the other people you met, I know we've talked about Waze now. I mean, what a network of people to have made contact with. Or any? Did you actually link with any of the other people who qualified in that?
Yeah, we did. There was, I mean, not just as well from the startup competition, but from the clients, on the Enterprise Ireland. Ray Nolan was there as well. I hadn't met Ray before, and I was sort of a keen follower of Ray. So it was great to finally meet him. There was lots of people we did meet and lots of companies.
Great. And tell me, how much in time did you invest before going in preparing yourselves to be able to present yourselves at Paris?
Well, with any sort of conference or trade shows that you go, you know, you do put an awful lot of effort in. We made sure that everything on the websites were okay. Technically, everything was fine. The pitch itself, we spent quite a bit preparing it. So we did put a lot of time into it, and we hope that time we put in will be returned.
Did you make any mistakes?
Did we make any mistakes? That's a good question. I think you... I think there's always, you always make little mistakes here and there, or you look back on things and you say, I should have done that better.
Yeah, that's what I'm interested in, really, because I'm thinking of other people now, you know, other people learning from your experience. You know, what would you have done differently if you had a chance to do it all over again?
I think, well, there's a couple of things. One in particular, we seemed to get caught into a little corner, which wasn't the greatest place, really. So we had to be out there a little bit further out, sort of dragging people in. But I think you need to sort of captivate the passerby. If you want to, if you, in particular, if you have a consumer product, ours is more business to business, kind of product. But if you had a consumer product, you really need to have some sort of nice demonstration, something very catchy to catch the eye and bring people in, towards. I think we probably could have been a bit better with that, bringing more people towards us. Plus as well, it's an absolute fantastic opportunity to go and meet as many journalists and TV crews as possible. So we did quite a few of those, but I think we could have done more, to be honest. But it goes back to one of the earlier points. It's a real time-consuming, just a real energy-sapping kind of 2 days. So, I suppose just publicize, get out there and meet as many people as possible. So that's probably what we took from that, or looking back on it.
I think of the other side of Le Web, I mean, there are these keynote speakers who come. I'm thinking of one or two people who I saw myself in the live streaming. Did you get time to see any of the big names in action?
I personally, actually, no, I didn't. I didn't get to see an awful lot of them. Ian, the co-founder, he got to see a few more than I, and he took an awful lot away from them as well.
Ah, yeah. Well, I hope to get a word with him. I hope now, if you see him, tip him off that I'm going to ask him who impressed him, because I think it's good to get the kind of conceptual and the ideas, business development approaches as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I will indeed. I'll pass on the details.
And anything, any advice you'd give somebody who listens to this interview now and is thinking of, I'm a startup. Is Le Web something that people should consider seriously, do you think?
Yeah, it is. It's definitely something they should consider applying for, try to get into. I think if the product, if the startup company has a product that is very, very consumer-led and it's all internet or mobile-based, then the Le Web is the place to be basically targeting in the next couple of months, and building up towards it as well. I think the calls will open up during the summer of 2011, so there's plenty of time to prepare. But if you're a real consumer-led product and internet-based or reaching out into mobile devices, then you gotta apply for the web.
Ronan, really, that's excellent. I'm ever so pleased to have had a chance to talk to you. Is there any last word you'd like to add about Le Web 2010?
I'd like to thank Enterprise Ireland as well, because it was this year, or sorry, 2010 was the first year they did a pilot of bringing X amount of clients their clients to Le Web, and this is one of the worst recessions for a long time, and certainly in my lifetime anyways, and the opportunity then to actually bring startup companies. Cut the costs and cut the fees of attending Le Web, and that was all done by Enterprise Ireland, and they really should be acknowledged for the tremendous part they played in bringing, I think, best part of 11 companies to Le Web this year from Ireland.
Ronan, I'd like to thank you very much. Ronan from Corwell, thank you ever so much for this insight into what Le Web 2010 was like for your company.
No problem, Paul. Take care.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.